Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
For several decades, labor groups in Virginia have wanted to repeal the 1940s era right to work law, which opponents call a freeloader law. Basically, it prevents employers from compelling their employees to pay union dues. That means people who are not members of the union and don't pay dues get all the advantages of being represented by the union. When asked why he does not support repealing this law, Governor Ralph Northam starts listing other agenda items he thinks will help labor.
Let's do things that are realistic in the Commonwealth of Virginia this year, and that's why I'm listing some things that are realistic.
Well, lots of people would say that is realistic.
Well, we will have that discussion if and when it gets to my desk.
Delegate Lee Carter of Manassas introduced the bill to repeal the right to work law.
The only thing that makes it unrealistic is people like him saying that it's not realistic. Change never happens without a demand. So we working people in this Commonwealth are advancing that demand. We want that law gone.
The bill has already passed a subcommittee and a full committee, but it's not on its way to the House floor just yet. First, it has to get through the House Appropriations Committee because of the estimated cost. The Virginia Economic Development Partnership estimates Virginia could lose as much as $25 million in general fund revenue if Carter's bill is signed by the governor. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.